This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe from themouthsofbabes.com, her blog where you can keep the conversation going. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we have
missed you. Yep. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. We have missed you as well. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm down in the country at the moment. I'm actually on holidays. I'm down at my parents' place, which is an eight-hour drive from Sydney. And naturally, this gave me inspiration because long drives are always a challenge with kids. But particularly this time, I really struggled to find healthy food for Birdie to eat because you want to be quick, but you just don't want to fill them up with junk. And particularly in this bad weather at the moment, you can't just sort of have a picnic at, you know, on the side of the river or something.
So
find an establishment to eat in.
So here's the question.
Yes.
Did you stop for junk food on the way?
Do I have to actually answer that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we kind of did both. So we ate a bit of junk on the way, but from a bakery, and then we did stop at the Golden Arches. But I only let Birdie have a baby chino so that she wouldn't kind of make a strong association with the food. Because this is what I think: if you stop at a bakery or something, and your kids eat a meat pie and a hot chips or something, it's not ideal. But it doesn't sort of form a strong habit. The problem with the fast food places is that they're so strongly branded that if your kids get used to eating all the burgers and chips and stuff like that, then every time you drive past them, every time they see the playground, the pest of power comes out, right?
Mm.
It's my theory, because they recognise it so easily. And so then, you know, you're sort of stuck with them being really aware of that place and what kind of food they can get in that place. So for me, I always try to find a sort of a non-branded, a non-branded place, which is really hard.
Yes.
When you're travelling.
Absolutely. Now, getting kids to eat well is a struggle anyway, in normal life, let alone when you're travelling. Have you got any tips on how to get your kids to eat healthy?
Well, you know, I think we all struggle with this, don't you guys?
Yes, yes.
But, you know, for me, I've just gone through a period where I've just been happy for Birdie to eat anything because she's been sick and she's gotten so skinny that I'm just like, here, have some corn chips, fatten yourself up.
Mm.
But I think it's one of those things you really have to take a long-term view. And I've picked up some tips just from asking other mums and from reading. And the thing that keeps coming back to me is how important modelling is, because kids ultimately learn their eating habits from adults, but also we actually do make the decisions about what food gets bought and eaten around the house. So I think that's the first thing, is that, you know, what we model is really important. The other thing that I think is the most influential is commercial television, because kids are really influenced by advertising. Australian kids see, on average, 2,200 junk food ads on TV a year. That's a lot, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
2,200. And so when you think about it, it's no wonder that one in four kids are overweight or obese. So the best thing you can do is either not watch commercial television, cut back, or use things like DVDs, which don't have the ads in them. And then I think you've got just so much less pressure on the child. And the other thing that's really good is to just get kids involved with the shopping, the menu plan, the cooking, trying to get them excited and interested in food. And I personally believe in just offering a variety of healthy foods so they can choose what they like, rather than sort of getting into that high-pressure situation where you're kind of having a battle, you know, over the dinner every night. It's like, you have to eat this or you can't, you know. I think if you try and keep it the dining experience as relaxed as possible, that can be a good thing. And the other thing I think that's worth thinking about is just how you use food as a reward or a punishment, because sometimes I think using food too much as a reward or a punishment can just create unhealthy attitudes to eating. Particularly young girls later in life with dieting and that kind of thing can start to use food in ways that are a bit unhealthy.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's something I think that parents should just be mindful of. I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with saying, well, you know, if you do such and such, you can have a special chocolate bar as a treat. But you just got to keep a check on that, I think, how much you're doing that. But I just wanted to mention too, if parents are interested in this issue, at the moment the Cancer Council and several other public health organisations are running a little bit of a campaign to ban junk food advertising to kids on TV during kids' programs. And they've got quite an interesting little ad they've done up themselves, and that's at burgercorp.com.au. And For interested parents, you can have a look at that and sort of email it to your friends and that kind of thing. burgercorp.com.au.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Katrina.
But I'd be really interested to hear how other parents manage this issue. Because, yeah, I think a lot of parents do really struggle, one, to get their kids to eat anything, and two, to get them to eat healthily.
So the whole rules of, do you have dessert only if you finish your dinner, or like you're saying, doesn't matter if it's junk food, so long as it's any food. Yeah, that'd be good to hear.
All right, 1-300-40-2020. Interesting to add to that
I feel
discussion.
Really,
yeah, well,
truly.
It is a tough one. But interesting to add to the discussion. A supermarket chain yesterday banned a whole heap of foods that contain a particular colouring, which is apparently meant to trigger or help with ADHD in a negative way.
Oh.
Very interesting, I guess, development there, and other chains are looking at doing things like that. But still, I mean, it's in foods that the kids really like eating and stuff like that. I mean, how does it work in your household? What some rules do you take, or habits you try to form with your children and healthy eating? How do you deal with those driving past those particular stores, you know, and they say, oh, I want some something or others, you know. Love to hear from you. Help us.
Katrina Rowe talking to us about eating healthy with our children, junk food on the road, car trips, all that kind of stuff. Tiana rang up. Morning, Tiana.
Good morning.
Now, what do you do on road trips when it comes to eating?
Well, when my kids were little, we used to often travel over the mountains to my parents, and they, all of them, have thrown up at one time or another. And one particular day, my sister-in-law actually drove my daughter over the mountains to Lithgow, and met my brother there. They fed her McDonald's and drove back over the mountains, and she threw up everywhere, all over their car.
Yuck.
And it just made us realise that it's fatty foods that make my kids throw up. So we just got into a habit where we would actually drive past McDonald's, and we would go to the supermarket, and we'd buy bread rolls and a salad and a chicken and make up bread rolls in the car. And the kids just got into a habit where that's what we did on road trips. And the kids love it. Even my 16-year-old goes, oh, it's so much nicer and cheaper, and she really likes it.
It gives them something to do in the car too. That's great.
It does. So, it's just got into a good habit, which is, a really good thing.
Oh, good on you.
I would like to award you with 10 Dan points. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
That is confirmed, though. Redeemable?
No.
Oh.
Never redeemable. They're never redeemable.
Thanks.
I will cherish them. Thank you so much, Dan.
You're welcome, Tiana. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you later. That is
It's a good idea,
good
though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Really? And like you're saying, something to do in the car as well.
Champion. Win, what? Win.
Except you get crumbs.
Oh, yeah. But look, come on. What car, if you've got kids, isn't just full of biscuit crumbs and rubbish and scraps?
You're right.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You're right. Old food and rats.
No rats.
Me either.
No. If you want to keep the conversation going, please do. FromTheMouthsOfBabes.com. That's Katrina Rowe's blog site that she set up for it all, and you can just go directly there. If that's too hard to spell out or it doesn't work for you, it's up on our website too.
Mm-hmm.
Hope1032.com.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.